Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
And
self-care for yourself. I gotta find a new like way to sing that, because I feel like I just go high. So
self-care. No. So it's time to go low.
Yeah, it's time to go low, I think.
Okay.
Sure, got low, low, low. All right, what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, well, it was my last day of work.
So oh, I'm, okay. Like, yes,
officially on maternity leave, yeah.
Good for you. You needed to take some time
for this. Yeah, I think, I mean, if he actually comes on the, like, for real due date, then I've got, like, a week to kind of, like, relax and get everything ready and mentally prepare.
I mean, some people like wait until they like have, you know, like they literally their water breaks. Yeah. But it's like sometimes you just need, because you're not exactly like comfortable walking, like,
no, and it's like not necessary.
Yeah.
So maternity leave.
So who do I call for all my insurance needs? I'm totally kidding.
I mean, I can still help you. I did bring my laptop home, so.
Do you remember when I called you? I felt so bad. I was like, Danae's gonna be so mad at me. And you're like, I literally don't care. I was like, yeah, but you're not working today.
Well, no, I wasn't mad at all. I was like, remember we did it? Like, you signed a document and, like,
I just forgot.
Yeah.
Well, I knew, yeah, anyways. But yeah, I was just like,
no, I was like, I got you, dude.
Like, I'm like, I know you got me. I'm just scared.
I was like, no need to be scared.
Well, because you know me, I like to have all my information together, so.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, dude, we, like, talked about this, like, a month ago. It's all good.
And you're like, were you drinking when I was talking about this, Kim?
I did not say that.
I would probably love it if you did. I'd probably, like, maybe. I'd probably like, yeah, why are you being so mean?
I mean, insurance is boring, so yeah. I don't blame you for not remembering it.
Yeah. I mean, I got crime stories to worry about.
Yeah.
Just true crime swirl in my head.
But I got you for all your insurance needs.
Woo, woo.
Saving you money and also giving you good coverage.
Yeah.
Anyways, what'd you do?
I went to Trader Joe's on Thursday.
God, I love Trader Joe's. Did you get snacks?
I bought everything. Because, okay, so right now, and I said this last week, We're recording ahead of time. It is January, yeah. And it is fucking freezing. It is sub-zero temperatures.
It's like 2 degrees out.
I came here and it was 3 degrees, and I said, I think I'm going to get Starbucks. And oh, so God. I messaged you and said, do you want Starbucks? And that's why I brought it over.
I was like, you are an earth angel, because I was literally thinking about Starbucks like all week, or just like a fancy coffee.
And you're like, how much do I owe you? I was like, lulz, it's fine. I think I can get you Starbucks. I think we're close enough at the point where I don't need you to pay me back for getting you Starbucks.
I don't know.
Unless you needed 50 drinks, I might be like, hey.
Like, calm down.
Yeah, but
that was delicious.
Yeah, it was really good. And I just got us the same thing. So I was like, yeah, that makes it easier. So yeah, I went to Trader Joe's and I bought everything, because the sub-zero temperatures, if my car doesn't start for whatever reason, I want to be able to still eat.
Sure. So what kind of snacks did you get?
I got makings for chicken tortilla soup.
Nice.
Don't love their chicken. Don't.
Love their chicken?
I don't. It was like, I don't know what was going on.
Was it part of the soup, or like, you mean like you got like chicken breast and it was weird?
I got chicken breast and it was just weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I couldn't get it to, I don't know. There's something weird going on. So I was like, okay, don't love that. But I got taquitos.
Nice.
I got some fried rice. I just got a lot of different ingredients so I can make stuff. Like, if my car for some reason doesn't start.
They have really good pub cheese.
I love those.
Pretty sure it's not real cheese, so you could probably eat it.
What is the stuff that's wrapped up in the corn husks? Thank you. I couldn't even like think. I'm like, starts with a T. I loved their black bean tamales, but they don't sell those anymore.
They don't?
No, I couldn't find them.
Oh. But yeah, I think we still have some. They're really good.
They're so good, and they're easy to cook. You just like steam them.
Yeah, I love doing those like on taco nights because it's like a nice like easy side.
Well, yeah, and they're like really light, so you can eat a bunch of them.
Totally.
So yeah, that's why I did it. My self-care was just getting us a shit ton of food and snacks and
good job.
Yas. And now pesto. I got some vegan pesto.
Oh, nice. Have you tried their what is it called? Cacao de pepo or something?
What is that?
I'm probably not saying that right. It's like a pasta sauce, and it's like a white sauce, and it has like peppers flakes in it, and it's really yummy.
Probably not, because I probably would be like, if something's white.
Oh, yeah, it's probably too cheesy or dairy.
I stay away from stuff that's like white, because typically enough. It's going to be like cream or dairy. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good, though.
I bet. I believe you. So.
So, yeah. Trader Joe's, love you.
My coworker was having some mac and cheese. She's like, it's really good. And I was like, I will trust your judgment on that.
You're like, I'm sure it is.
I don't want you to prove me wrong. I believe you. So what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week I'm going to tell you a mysterious story.
A mysterious maven story?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's kind of on brand for us. So this is the SOS sign, mystery of Kenji Iwamura. So we're going back.
I know the name Kenji.
To the year 1989.
The best year.
The best year.
Birth year.
We're in Japan.
Okay.
And we're in the Daisetsuan National Park. At Mount Asahidake.
I know the story, but I don't know the exact about it, but I'm so excited.
Sorry if I did not say that right. I'm doing my best.
Hey, guess what? Guys, if we pronounce stuff wrong, we're not assholes. We just, like, are trying our best.
I'm trying to sound it out. I'm not Japanese. I'm trying.
If you're Japanese and you can say it, please. Please send it our way. We would love it. We would love that. We like to learn.
I'm a big
proponent of learning.
So yeah, we're in this beautiful national park. 1989, it is July 24th. So
sunny, I'm sure.
Yes. Two hikers from Tokyo were lost.
That's scary.
In the national park, but luckily they were rescued by helicopter. So the rescuers told the men after they like picked them up, they got them in the helicopter, they're safe. They're like, good job, you guys. Good job making that huge SOS sign. Otherwise, we never would have found you. And the hikers are like, huh?
I do know this story.
We didn't make an SOS sign. I don't know.
Like, what are you talking about?
We didn't do that. And the helicopter people are like, yeah, you did. And so they, like,
you big sillies,
circled back to show the hikers the sign. And it's this huge SOS sign made from 19 massive birch tree logs. And they're, like, 15 feet each. And the hikers are still like, yeah, dude, that wasn't us.
But thanks to whoever did that.
We didn't do that. So then that's when the hikers and the rescuers are like, oh, shit. Someone else must need help on this mountain.
That's the other logical thing. How long were these men on the island?
It's not an island. I don't know how long area? They were missing for.
Because you would think they would see someone else at some point.
Right.
So that's where
And
I'm
if
like,
you're in the vicinity of like a huge SOS sign, you think you'd like run into the other people.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh, so they didn't even know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at this point, the rescuers are like, okay, well, we don't have time to, like, look for these other people today. We're going to have to come back tomorrow. We got to get the people that we did rescue today to safety, and then we'll do another mission tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the next day, the search team goes out. they're searching around the SOS site, and then they land and they're kind of like searching by foot.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up finding something horrible. They found skeletal remains along with a backpack full of stuff that was placed in a tree root not far from the sign.
Yeah.
So the backpack ended up belonging to a 25-year-old man named Kenji Iwamura. They found his ID in the bag, so they knew it was him. Two cameras, cassette tapes.
Interesting.
It's the 80s.
Yeah.
A tape recorder, men's basketball shoes, a human skull, and a notebook.
Whoa, that's in the bag?
Uh-huh.
That's sketchy.
Yeah.
That's sketchy.
So, what's weird about this is that Kenji had been reported missing in July of 1984.
So remember, we're in 89. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was reported missing when he just, like, didn't show up for work. His coworkers knew that he liked to hike alone. He had gone on this hike. And they were worried. They're like, we know he went on a little solo trip.
I get why people hike alone, but that's really scary.
Yeah. And although at the time they did, like, you know, do, like, a search and rescue look for him, nothing ever showed up. So it was kind of like he just vanished and no one knew where he went.
Yeah.
So the skeletal remains were thought to be from multiple people. Two men and a woman.
Oh, wow.
The medical examiners at the time noted that the scattered pieces of skeleton seemed to have been gnawed on by animals. So they were kind of strewn about.
Yeah, I mean.
Which happens.
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
Nature.
Like when you can't find skeletal, like some skeletal remains, I'm like, they were probably carried off by an animal, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. But they also found bones that seemed to have been broken. And due to their expertise, they were like, these look like they were broken before the victim had died.
Ooh.
So, weirdness all around. So, and they were kind of like, okay, let's look back at records. Kenji was missing. He had been reported missing. But there were no other reports of missing people from when Kenji went missing to, like, currently.
Yeah.
Besides the two people that had just been rescued yesterday.
Exactly, exactly.
So they're like, okay, so, like, who is this other man? And who is this other woman when Kenji is known to be kind of a lone wolf when it comes to, like, hiking? Like, he liked to kind of just do his own thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, huh, okay, weird. All his friends are like, we have no idea who that would have been. Like, we don't know.
So yeah, he didn't say anything about, like, hiking with other people.
No, and why were those people also not reported missing? Okay, so it was determined that the SOS sign was made around September 20th of 1987.
So
he went missing in 84.
So it took him 3 years to make a sign?
Right.
So that's strange.
And the reason that they knew that it was around that time that the SOS sign was made was because investigators talked to the Japan Forestry Agency and the Japan Geographical Authorities, who were, like, checking their databases of, like, they're taking aerial pictures every few months to create topographical maps.
Yep. Makes sense.
So by going back in time and checking all of those photos was when they pinpointed the time where the SOS sign wasn't there, and then it was, which brought them to September 20th of 1987.
Okay. So,
which is also still weird because the timeline doesn't match up.
So okay. Keep going. I'm like, I have plenty of questions.
Right. So then February 28th of 1990, the bones that were found on the mountain were set to be re-examined because they were still kind of like, we don't actually know for sure if this is Kenji.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have no idea who these other two people are.
He yeah, could be a victim, but he could also be the perpetrator. Who's to say? They don't, you know, they don't have the right answers.
Right.
Did they examine that skull that was found in his backpack?
So, yeah, then they re-examined in 1990, and this time...
Another great year.
Another great year. Year of my birth. This time it was confirmed that all the bones actually belonged to one person, and not three people, and it was a male. So police assumed...
Kenji.
Because, like,
what other things would you assume? Right. I mean...
So the second examination showed that the bones belonged to, these are their words, a thin, weak man.
Oh, that's their rude. Words,
not mine. I'm not judging.
Danae, stop judging.
Stop judging.
Kenji's only males. One man.
So it was also confirmed that, like they thought previously, that there were bones that had been broken when this person was still alive.
That would suck.
Right?
So that explains why they would just be...
And maybe he's stuck. And so most likely, from their expertise, they're like, probably from like falling off something. Like falling off a cliff sort of situation.
Okay, that explains some of the bones, but it doesn't explain why the skull would be in the backpack. I'm sorry. That part is...
Right. We'll get there.
Fun fact. I don't think you can take your own head and put it in a backpack and zip it up. I don't know. I'm just one person.
Okay, but so remember that.
Okay.
And then I'll get to it.
That's what's getting to me. Like, that explains his, but that doesn't explain the head.
Right. So, also, just side note, in 1991, DNA determined that the skeleton was, in fact, Kenji.
Okay.
So, we know it's Kenji now. With this information, the investigators are left wondering how, if he... is like a weak, thin man who has broken bones. How is he alone moving these 15-foot birch logs into an SOS sign?
I mean, ideally, from what you said, keep in your head, there's another person there. There has to be.
And it's not, you know, unfathomable that in a situation of life or death, you fucking make it work. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we've heard of, like, you know, moms lifting a car off of their baby, children.
Yeah.
So, like, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Sure.
However, they were like, yeah, seems but something physically to impossible.
Also think about is they found an 87. Maybe if they even moved it, like, a foot a day, I mean.
But how is he surviving for 3 years? Or, yeah. 3 years on his, like, what?
You've seen Castaway.
He had a Wilson to keep him company.
He had Wilson to keep him company, and his name is Tom Hanks.
He had
and he's very good at catching fish.
Yeah, so it...
I'm sorry, I'm imagining the island from Castaway.
It's still not adding up, though.
No, none of this is adding up. I'm just trying to, like...
Unless maybe he... made the sign, and then with, like, no one coming, maybe he decided to, like, head down the mountain, and then that's when he broke his bones. So we don't know. We don't know the timeline of events.
There's
right? just,
there's obviously...
There's possibilities.
There's something missing. There's an element missing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, there's elements missing, yes, but it's also, like... I don't know.
It's just, it's all very strange.
Yes, and it is very strange.
And it's mysterious, too, because some of the tree logs had been cut down, but there was no evidence of an axe ever recovered near or around the site.
There's another person there. There's another person there.
Right, there has to be.
But I don't know about you. I do not walk around very often with my axe. I do every other time.
Well, if you're hiking, though, like, that's not a terrible thing to bring.
No. Can I tell you something really funny?
Sure.
So when Keith and I were going on our first camping trip, we, like, obviously knew each other. We didn't know each other super, super well, like we do now. So I went over to my sister's house and I was like, I need a backpack. Most of my stuff was in storage.
Okay.
So I was like, I need a backpack. And my sister's like, oh, well, you can go over and Steven will put a backpack together for you. And I'm like, okay, great. And he's like, I have all this extra stuff.
You know, I'm like, okay. Things.
So we're just talking. And he's like smiling. He's like putting a lantern in there, and he like puts a machete in there. I was like, what's a machete for?
Machete.
He's like, for protection, or if this guy wants to kill you, you know? I was laughing really hard.
You never know.
He's just smiling, listening to me, like putting a lantern, like camping things. And then he just like puts a huge machete. A
casual,
in there.
Massive machete.
So I told Keith, I was like, if you try to kill me, my brother put a machete in here, so don't try to kill me.
Trying funny business.
That's trying to think silly.
Okay. Enjoy, I mean, that story. I'm not mad about it.
No, right?
Okay, so remember how they found the tape recorder and cassettes?
Yeah.
Okay. So they played those cassettes in hopes that maybe it would give them, I don't know, any kind of clue.
That's the first thing I would do is listen to those tapes, because maybe he...
Who knows? He could record things. And the tapes had music from some popular anime TV shows, but they also found some interesting...
So the Pokemon theme. I'm just kidding.
In the 80s.
I don't know.
Well, they also had... I don't know. They said what it was.
Sailor
but I was
Moon.
Like, I don't know what that is, so I didn't put it in. They also found some recorded audio that he had recorded.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. I was like waiting for the...
Yeah. So for 2 minutes and 17 seconds, a young man can be heard shouting, SOS, help me. I can't move on the cliff. SOS, help me. The place is where I first met the helicopter. The sasa, which is a type of bamboo, is deep and you can't go up. Lift me from here.
What the fuck?
Right.
That makes no sense. Is he writing music now? That just sounds like song lyrics. Like, that doesn't sound like...
He's like shouting. He's shouting this. I'm not a very good voice actor, but
he's shouting. So he's saying it to somebody.
He's like literally yelling.
Okay, so it sounds like he's saying it to someone.
Yeah, he's recording it and yelling into the recording. So investigators presume that it's probably Kenji recording himself. And they assume that he's screaming it so that if his voice ended up giving out, he could play the recording and people or rescuers could still hear him.
Yeah.
Which is, like, really smart. Kenji's parents listened to the audio and they could not determine if it was Kenji or if it wasn't.
Yelling, you can't really tell sometimes.
You can't really tell. And also, like, if you think about it, like, even just talking on the phone, people just kind of sound the same. So it wasn't, like, super recognizable as, like, that's Kenji, you know?
Well, and I think, I don't know, recordings are just weird because, like, what I hear when I talk, I listen to our recordings and I'm like, wow, I sound nasally as fuck. So I think maybe it sounds different sometimes too.
Totally. So they just couldn't determine. They weren't like, yes, it's definitely him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened?
That's what I'm asking.
I know.
You.
So obviously we're never going to be able to know the exact details of how Kenji met his tragic demise, but here's what investigators think happened.
Did they think there's another person there?
No.
What?
Yeah.
How did he put his head in his own backpack? Danae, answer me now.
I'll get
what
there.
What say you?
So, Kenji set out on his solo hiking trip on July 10th, 1984.
Okay.
There is a large rock on this hike known as Safe Rock. So people sort of use this as like a guideline to be like,
fake Safe Rock.
Here's where I am in this hike, right? There's also a similar large rock called fake Safe Rock.
Ah, yeah.
That is near real Safe Rock. So it's believed that Kenji accidentally fell off of fake Safe Rock, putting him in the area where the SOS sign was. Now, the slope above the SOS area had a dense sasa grove. So remember, sasa is that like bamboo type. And it was also referenced in the recording that he was talking about.
Sure, sure, sure.
So the sasa grove in this area, it grows sideways. So it would be like super hard to climb out of that grove if you fell into it.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is where they think he fell into it, had his backpack on, then ended up dying. The bones are kind of scattered due to animals, whatever. But once your tissues and everything dissolve or deteriorate, then it's kind of like the head, the skull, fell into the backpack.
No, I hate it. No, that's a stupid theory.
So,
because wouldn't it still be attached to the spinal cord?
Yeah. Well, it was like, so it's all kind of like found together, and I don't know if the backpack was like open and maybe it fell in there. Like, I'm not really sure.
I hate their theory.
Yeah.
Did you hate their theory too?
It doesn't quite add up in the way that like makes a whole bunch of sense. I'm like, I could see it, but I'm also like,
No, I hate it. I don't see it. I disagree. Yeah. I object.
So they think he got trapped in there, right? And then when his body decomposed, skeleton remains were scattered about. The head is like on the backpack, whatever. So that sort of makes sense. But here's like my thing is that I just get caught up on the timeline of Kenji went missing in July of 84. The SOS sign was determined to have not been created until September of 1987. Like, they're literally looking at the aerial photos. It was not there in 84.
There had to have been separate people. That's the problem.
Right? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No trees fall in a perfect SOS. They don't.
And, like, we'll post a picture on Instagram, too. It's, like, very clearly an SOS sign. But, like, the logs are so big. How would he move them? And then if there was someone who maybe, like, found his remains or something, and then they created an SOS sign, were they actually lost? Were they rescued? Like, maybe they were, like, trying to flag it down? Like, I don't know. Like, who made the SOS sign? None of it makes sense.
Thank you. I'm equally stressed out and mad.
You're welcome. And so, basically, we will never know, and it is still a mystery.
If you know what happened to Kenji, please message us.
There's just too many missing parts for it to all kind of, like, fit into place and be like, okay, there's a logical explanation. Like, there's some logical bits, but they don't quite, like, all match up, you know?
The SOS almost feels like if I was reading a crime novel, I would assume the SOS is like a red herring.
Right.
And then I would be like, don't read that book. It's gonna make you mad.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's a tragedy that Kenji had to perhaps die alone. Maybe he was with someone. I don't know.
Well, but either way, he obviously was suffering in some way.
Yeah. Broken bones and just being stuck. Like, that would be so scary.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's the mysterious...
But when you take your backpack off?
I don't know. Well, I guess if you fell and you're walking and you're not expecting to fall, maybe he just fell straight down. But how are you falling off a huge, like, cliff rock?
Well, if he's sitting there just with his backpack and his head's gonna fall in the backpack, obviously he was there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. So it is still kind of a big mystery in Japan that no one probably will ever know the answer to. But it's kind of one of those things where you're like,
what happened?
You're going to like think about it at night and be like, what happened though?
Yeah, I'm going to be mad now. I'm going to be sitting there like, what the fuck
happened? But what happened to Kenji? Who made the SOS sign? I don't know.
Well, we'll post pictures of it on our Instagram, Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
We'll post pictures. I'm glad he was found. So his family at least like had
answers.
Some answer of like, oh, okay, he went missing on his hike.
For
he didn't
sure.
just like
bye guys.
Start a new life somewhere or whatever, you know? Yeah. So at least they had some closure there. But yeah. If you guys have any theories about the SOS sign and who made it and
if you're
how
as
it got
infuriated
there,
as Kim, please email us.
Email us your theories at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Yeah, we'll post our pictures on Instagram.
We have a Facebook group and we have a TikTok, so go check those out. We'll start adding to the TikTok.
Yeah. Tell us your theories.
But yeah, that was... No, his head didn't fall in the backpack. I'm sorry. I need to... That's not acceptable.
Right?
I'm not going to shoulder...
Doesn't make sense!
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, until next time.
Self-care bye.
Yourself.
Yeah, self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's infuriating.